A year ago, in-person church services went virtual, and now, as they make plans to slowly transition back, many remain open to change.
Protestant worship hasn't had to really radically change format, structure, environment in hundreds of years, until now.
That's Jennifer Innes, minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, March 12th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria area healthcare professionals say the COVID-19 pandemic led to the expansion of telehealth services in the past year, and those options are expected to keep growing after it ends. Joe Deacon reports.
Dr. Ted Bender, president of Unity Place, says COVID-19 resulted in a 1,000-fold increase in use of their telehealth services throughout 2020 and the early months of this year.
We spent a significant amount of energy expanding our existing platform, and within about 6 weeks, we increased our capacity significantly.
Similarly, Jennifer Junis, Senior Vice President of OSF On-Call Digital Health, says they saw an increasing number of patients gravitate toward remote options out of necessity. Junis says telehealth is particularly helpful in rural areas, so they took steps to address connectivity issues.
What we found with COVID-19, because we didn't want anyone to be left out, is those areas that did not have a strong broadband connection, we could preload some hotspot tablets and deploy them in the rural communities.
Junis says she believes telehealth represents the future of healthcare in rural areas. Bender also says he expects telehealth is here to stay and will keep expanding into the future.
And that's a good thing. You know, there's very little that come out of this pandemic that's been good. I think, you know, one of the things that is good is the explosion of this type of service, because there simply are going to be people that can't get the office.
Bender says he anticipates a significant rise in mental health diagnoses in the wake of the pandemic and hopes telehealth services will help address the increase. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Nearly 15% of Tri-County residents are now fully vaccinated for COVID-19, and the Southside Mission is partnering with Walgreens to offer 400 single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines starting this Sunday. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. A year ago, church services came to an abrupt halt. The comfortable after-service chats over coffee and pastries stopped, hymns stopped, Sunday school stopped. It all moved online. Churches are now preparing for limited in-person services. Some have already resumed, some won't start till Easter, and others will wait till September. Charlie Schlenker reports on the hopes and worries faith communities have on what that looks like.
Pastors at Tri-County area churches look ahead with optimism and anxiety. In talking with each other, some glumly estimate they could see 25% of their congregations disappear. That would accelerate a decades-long trend of falling membership. Others view that cup half full. Jennifer Innes is the minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Peoria. Innes says the pandemic definitely accelerates a call for change.
Protestant worship hasn't had to really radically change format, structure, environment in hundreds of years, until now.
And some of those changes will stick. As hard as it has been, the pandemic has proved a growth opportunity for some churches. Reverend Josh Lee of Peoria's Imago Dei says simply offering online services is a form of marketing to those who seek.
People have been able to explore other churches online that maybe they hadn't been able to before in a way that feels safer, so they don't have to actually walk in the door. They can just watch online. And so people who have been wanting to check out a church or try something different and maybe haven't before, I think people are willing to take the leap more.
Lee says 50 new members have joined during the pandemic. Ministers and pastors agree some people will remain online and will need to be served there. Jennifer Cox is the directing pastor at Willow Hill United Methodist in Germantown Hills. She says pandemic attempts to bring elements of a church sanctuary into homes for Lent may last long after the coronavirus recedes.
We came up with little things that we could send home with people so that they could create their own altar space at home. And then every time they walk by it, they can think about, oh yeah, we talked about how Jesus is the good shepherd this week. Maybe I should spend some time thinking about that in my own life.
Of course, most churches have upped their multimedia game with Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, and the like. Peoria UU minister Jennifer Innes says some people watch services just like they would go to church on a Sunday morning. Others, particularly those with families, may take it in chunks and not finish the service till Thursday. She says that pattern suggests better quality videos and shorter worship segments and asynchronous services have a future, something the Unitarians have worked on.
And I was like, huh, I'm more engaged.
Innes says they have an entire new media and communications plan.
And it already feels better. Like, it already feels like we're more visible and we're more following through on what's the ministry we want to be doing in the world. So it works kind of externally as well as internally, I think.
Not everything in the new media world works well with a physical worship space, though. Jennifer Cox of Willow Hill Methodist acknowledges a tension between the contemplative benefit of going through the service and the short bite consumption patterns that don't promote as much time for personal reflection.
It's a fine line to walk. If we were to sit in a worship service in person for a 3-minute period of quiet contemplation, that would not seem so long. But if you're watching that online, people will just click away.
Cox says churches will continue to need to look for new ways to do things, or people who came online during the shutdown won't come through the doors again. Josh Lee says Imago Dei in Peoria is trying to be intentional about that through calls for community activism, advocating for a racially woke new police chief, relief efforts for those still taking an economic hit from the pandemic through rent and food help, and activities to feed the homeless who are on the streets instead of in a shelter.
I think the church has been challenged to redefine what being the church is. It's not just gathering on a Sunday in a building and shaking hands and having coffee and saying some prayers. It's actually physically doing something and maybe doing that thing together to see change exist and happen in our own lives, but also in the communities we live in.
Lee, Cox, and Innes all say the pandemic has also showed them religious institutions are still very much essential and in some ways unique in the way they offer the ability to create community and to socialize around common principles. They don't see that going away. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
To learn more, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Riverfront Museum presents Despicable Me on the giant screen today and tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.